gone so long, I can't wait to get back home. Home to the Lone Star State another day, I just can't wait. Look out, boys, I'm headed your way. I got a mind that wanders in a 57 Chevrolet. Hold on tight, I got a license to fly. With a pedal to the metal, watch me roll on by. While I boogie back to Texas.
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 We're gonna boogie back to Texas, 8 feet to the mile.
Oh yeah, and that is Sleep at the Wheel doing what we do right here on the Voice of Vashon, 101.9 FM, KVSHLP, Vashon Island, Washington. We boogie back to Texas. I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher, having way too much fun playing music from Texas musicians. And a few weeks ago, I put together a show based on bodies of water. And I look out on the Colbos Passage every day, and I often see boats, all kinds of boats, from canoes and kayaks to sailboats to tugboats and ships hauling containers. A natural follow-on, then, to the water show is about those vessels on the water. So tonight we hear Texas musicians singing about boats or being on a boat, and we're going to start off with a little bit of a weird one here. The pride of Plainview, Texas, Jimmy Dean, and his song from 1962, the PT-109.
In 43, they put to sea, 13 men and Kennedy, aboard the PT-109 to fight the brazen enemy. And off the Isle of Olesana, in the strait beyond Nauru, a Jap destroyer in the night cut the 109 in two. Smoke and fire upon the sea, everywhere they looked was the enemy, the heathen gods of old Japan. Yeah, they thought they had the best of a mighty good man. And on the coast of Kalabangero, looking through his telescope, Australian Evans saw the battle, for the crew had little hope. Two were dead, some were wounded, all were clinging to the bow, fighting fire in a fighting water, trying to save their lives somehow. Smoke and fire upon the sea, everywhere they looked was the enemy, the heathen gods of old Japan. Yeah, they thought they had the best of a mighty good man. Mahon, the Irishman, was burned so badly he couldn't swim. Leave me here, go on, he said, 'cause if you don't, we'll all be dead. The PT skipper couldn't leave him, a man to die alone at sea. And with a strap between his teeth, he towed the Irishman to the sea. Smoke and fire upon the sea, everywhere they looked was the enemy, the heathen gods of old Japan. Yeah, they thought they had the best of a mighty good man. He led his men through waters dark, rocky reefs and hungry sharks, braved the enemy's bayonets, a 38 hung round his neck. 4 more days and 4 more nights, a rescue boat pulled into sight. The PT-109 was gone, but Kennedy and his crew lived on. Now who could guess, or who could possibly know, that this same man named Kennedy would be the leader of the nation, be the one to take command. The PT-109 was gone, the Kennedy lived to fight again. Smoke and fire upon the sea, everywhere they looked was the enemy, but JFK and his crew lived on. Which proves it's hard to get the best of a man named John.
I went up the levee to pack some sacks, and I thought I'd bring me some money back. She can't come down. My woman on the levee, wearing a frown.
Somebody tell that woman there's a big boat up the river that can't come down. Big boat up the river that can't come down. Big boat up the river blowing loud and fast. And my woman on the levee feeling mighty sad. She thinks I got the money that I once have had. But when I get her home, it's gonna be too bad. Big boat up the river.
That was Peter, Paul, and Mary, and Big Boat. It was off of their Movin' album that was released in 1963, I think it was. That song was written by Paul Stuckey, but I call the band Texas Musicians because Peter Yarrow lived off and on two houses down from us on Fletcher Street in Austin, Texas, with his girlfriend at the time. Great harmonies, and one of the major reasons I think that folk music rose to the heights that it did in the early and late 1960s. Before Peter, Paul, and Mary, we heard Jimmy Dean from Plainview, Texas, in way in far west Texas. And he's probably best known as the creator of the Jimmy Dean sausage brand. We heard his 1962 song of the PT-109 that John F. Kennedy served on in World War II, and that was sunk by the Japanese in the South Pacific. And, of course, John F. Kennedy was president at the time that Jimmy Dean came out with that song, and he had a big hit with it. You're listening to Boogie Back to Texas with your host, Jeff Fletcher, and tonight we are listening to songs about boats by Texas musicians. Next up, we're going to hear a couple of songs about tragic, if not catastrophic, events in which boats play a really prominent role. We're going to lead off with a live recording of Wooden Ships from Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, and the vocals aren't really as slick as the original record version, but the passion of the singing and I think of the instruments really show through. So Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, and Wooden Ships.
As we watch fair wind, blowing warm out of the south on my shoulder. I guess I'm going to set a course.
April the 14th day, Great Titanic, drunk night bug, fever light running free, gone moon, 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 and the people that are running free, the guards who had been watching, sleep but they were tired, when they heard the great excitement, many gunshots were fired, gone moon. Oh, on my heart. And the people that run and pray, Toppy Smith gave orders, women and children face, man at a life of a letter, man at a life of crush, on my heart. On my heart. And the people that run and pray, happy home, holy paper says, Lord Jesus, will you hear us now? Help us in our distress, come on, on, on. People that run and pray, women that leave it, loved one, before the safety. When they heard things, loved one doom, hearts that almost break, come on. On moon, and the people that run and pray. A.G. Smith, mighty man, build a boat that he couldn't understand. Name it a name of God in the tin. Middle of the sea, Lord, the boat it in. On moon, on moon, and the people that run and pray. Well,
whoa. Yeah, that was Blind Willie Johnson and the slide guitar and vocals. And the song Titanic, which was also called God Moves on the Water, that appears on a whole bunch of different albums, the first of which was Praise God, I'm Satisfied, and that came out in 1989, although he's much older than that. He was born in Pendleton, Texas, a little town near Waco. He wasn't born blind, but he was blinded at about 7 years of age accidentally when his stepmother splashed lye water on him while in an argument with Blind Willie's father about whether he was true to her or not. His recording career was really confined to those made between 1927 and 1930, and he was really an influential guitarist and singer, and he was a preacher as well. Before Blind Willie, we heard Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young from their 1974 mega tour of stadiums with Wooden Ships, a song really about the aftermath of a nuclear war. And in Crosby's notes about this song in his 3D set called Voyage, he said that this song was written in the cabin of his boat, the Mayan. He had the music. Paul Kantner of Jefferson Airplane had two verses, and Stephen Stills had one. Kantner could not be credited on that song because he was in a legal battle with his managers over a bunch of music stuff. The song was imagining that they were among the few survivors escaping on a boat to create a new civilization. And later, Jackson Browne asked them, what about all those people get left behind? And then Jackson Browne wrote the song For Every Man in response. So go listen to that again sometime. For you guitar geeks out there, Stephen Stills and Crosby were going back and forth on the vocals. Crosby was playing an Alembic 12-string electric guitar. Stills had a Gibson Firebird. Graham Nash was playing a Fender Strat. And Neil Young was on the Hammond B3 organ. We also heard Tim Drummond on bass, Russell Kunkel on drums, and Joe Lala on percussion. Of course, he played with them on other albums as well. You're listening to Boogie Back to Texas on The Voice of Vashon, and I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher. We're spinning some tunes about boats and being on boats. Thanks for listening, and thanks to our supporters, including Vashon Adventures, home of Vashon Water Sports, and Vashon E-Bikes, offer eco-friendly adventures on land and in the water. Ride electric bikes, paddle kayaks or paddleboards, and camp at Maury Island Marine Park. Learn more at VashonAdventures.com. And VOV programming support is provided by Vashon Golf and Swim Club, home to a challenging 9-hole golf course, the Gourmet Greenside Grill, a heated outdoor swimming pool, recreational and social amenities for the whole family, and all with spectacular harbor views at VashonGolfAndSwim.com. Well, I've heard some songs about specific boats in the PT-109 and the Titanic, as well as some about big boats and some wooden ships. Often in songs, though, boats are metaphors, and here's a couple of tunes in that mode. One song, in which a boat signals loneliness after a lost love, and the other, anticipation of some good things to happen. We're going to start off with a sad one, and this guy is probably the father of honky-tonk piano. He thinks so, an old-time honky-tonker, and it's Moon Mullican and his song, I'll Sail My Ship Alone.
We've been sweethearts for so long, but now you say we're through. The love we shared is now a memory. I had built a ship of dreams and planned them all for you. And now I guess what is to be will be. I'll sail my ship alone with all the dreams I own, drifting out across the ocean blue. I'll sail my ship alone, though all the sails you've torn. And when it starts to sink, then I'll blame you. I'm just like a ship at sea that's lost without a sail. The dark clouds hide the sun from up above. And even with these broken dreams, my heart will never fail. For deep inside, there's only one true love. I'll sail my ship alone, though all the dreams I own, drifting out across the ocean blue. I'll sail my ship alone, though all the sails you've torn. And when it starts to sink, then I'll blame you. To the wind to take back home to you, hoping you would hear my SOS. Maybe you would come back home, my darling, if you knew how much my aching heart is in distress. I'll sail my ship alone with all the dreams I own, drifting out across the ocean blue. I'll sail my ship alone, though all the sails you've torn. And when it starts to sink, then I'll blame you.
Thank you. sun on the Rockies, not even the light of day. I feel that old cabin fever coming on. But I know where I'll be when Lady Luck finally blows my way. She'll put the wind in my sails and I'll be gone. It won't be long before my ship comes in. Gonna sail right out of Colorado. Catch a ride on a warm trade wind to Puerto no one knows. She'll find me waiting when my ship comes in. Gonna board and go whichever way the wind blows. I'll be off to find myself once again and where to no one knows when my ship comes in. Maybe I'm only dreaming, but it sure seems real. Somehow the wind doesn't chill quite to the bone. Or could it just be the fever? I'm running on an uneven keel, not losing sight of why I'm up here alone. It won't be long before my ship comes in. Gonna sail right out of Colorado. Catch a ride on a warm trade wind to Puerto no one knows. She'll find me waiting when my ship comes in. Gonna board and go whichever way the wind blows. I'll be off to find myself once again in Puerto no one knows. When my ship comes in. Where no one knows when my ship comes in. It won't be long before my ship comes in. Where no one knows. She'll find me waiting when my ship comes in. Where no one knows. It won't be long before my ship comes in. When my ship comes in.
Yeah, that was Clint Black with When My Ship Comes In. It first appeared on his 1992 album, The Hard Way. Clint was born in New Jersey, but his parents moved to Katy, Texas, which is outside of Houston. He was just about 1 year old, and he started playing in a little band with his brothers when he was a teenager, and he eventually dropped out of high school and continued to play full-time with his brothers before he became a solo act when he was around 21 years old or so. He's had nearly 25 number one songs over his career. Before Clint, we heard Moon Mullican, the king of hillbilly piano players from Polk County, Texas. That's in East Texas, not that far from Beaumont. His song was I Will Sail My Ship Alone. He was a huge influence on many of the early rock and rollers, including Bill Haley, Elvis, and especially Jerry Lee Lewis, who we're going to hear a little bit later in the show, as well as some other musicians and bands, including Asleep at the Wheel. You're listening to Boogie Back to Texas here on The Voice of Vashon. I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher, and we are on the water in a bunch of boats tonight. And with the rain we were getting up until today, we may have to build a boat. And here's a song related to that. Here's a guy by the name of Guy Clark and Boats to Build.
It's time for change. I'm tired of that same old same, same old words, the same old lines, the same old tricks. same old rhymes. It's days, precious days, they roll in and out like waves. I got boards to bend, and I got planks to nail. I got charts to make, and I got seas to sail. I'm gonna build me a boat. My sails are just like wings, and the wind can make them sing songs of life, songs of hope, songs to keep your dreams afloat. I'm gonna build me a boat. Ships fall where they will, 'cause I've got boats to build. Now shores, distant shores, there's where I'm headed for. Got the stars to guide my way, sailing to
to marry an old dame. Will it just be me and Trevor? We go riding through them woods. Then we'd buy a boat and on the sea we'd sail. And if I had a boat, I'd go out on the ocean. And if I had a pony, I'd ride him on my boat. And we could all together go out on the ocean. I said, get up on my pony, on my boat. Well, now the mystery masked man was smart. He got himself a Tonto, 'cause Tonto did the dirty work for free. But Tonto, he was smarter, and one day said, Kemosabe, oh, kiss my ass, I bought a boat, I'm going out to sea. And if I had a boat, I'd go out on the ocean. And if I had a pony, I'd ride on my boat. And we could all together go out on the ocean. I'd set me up on my pony, on my boat. If I were like lightning, I wouldn't need no sneakers. Well, I'd come and go whenever I would please. And I'd scare him by the shade tree, and I'd scare him by the light pole, but I would not scare my pony or my boat out on the sea. And if I had a boat, I'd go out on the ocean. And if I had a pony, I'd ride him on my boat. And we could all agree, I'd go out on the ocean. I said, me up on my pony, on my boat. I said, me up on my pony, on my boat.
That was Lyle Lovett with If I Had a Boat from his Live in Texas album, recorded in Austin and San Antonio. It shows August 29th through September 1st, and I was at the two Austin shows during that time, sitting in row one night and row two the other night. Lyle wrote that song when he was a sophomore in high school, and I know that because Terry and I went to a fundraiser for the Kerrville Folk Festival that had been rained out the previous year, and Lyle played there at the fundraiser. We were fortunate enough to sit at the same table as Lyle's parents, and we heard little stories about most of the songs that Lyle played that night. His folks were among the nicest people you can just imagine. Before Lyle, we heard the late, great Guy Clark and his song Boats to Build from his album of the same name. It came out in 1992. As regular listeners to Boogie Back know, Guy was born in Monahans, Texas, which is in way West Texas. And he eventually settled in Nashville. He said at one time that he preferred Austin, but there were better lawyers in Nashville, so he lived in Nashville. He was an accomplished luthier, and he often played his own guitar. Quite a loss in songwriting when he died about a year and a half ago. You are listening to Boogie Back to Texas here on The Voice of Vashon. I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher, spinning tunes about boats. Thanks for listening, and thanks to our supporters. Thanks to Windermere Real Estate, Vashon Real Estate, for their support making our community information programming and our emergency alert service possible. And VOB programming support is provided by The Recess Lab, Vashon's favorite place to hang out. Literally, the bouldering wall is open with classes, open climb, and shoe rentals. Drop-ins are welcome at 17641 Vashon Highway Southwest, or you can call 206-434-5261, or you can just go right around the corner from our studios here on the highway, and you will find them. We've heard a lot about boats, both real and metaphorical, but how does it really feel to be on a boat? In addition to writing some interesting lyrics that tell their own story, I think Christopher Cross does a pretty nice job portraying that feeling. Here he is with his song, Sailing.
caught up in the reverie. Every word is a symphony. Won't you believe me? Sailing takes me away to where I've always heard it be. To dream the wind to carry me. Soon I will be free.
Are using me, Lord, your voice is calling. it will. And you know it will. Tested, and we never failed to fail. It was the easiest thing to do. You will survive being bested. Somebody fine will come along, make me forget about loving you. In the Southern Cross,
that was Crosby, Stills, and Nash with Southern Cross from that first appeared on their Daylight Again album that came out in 1982. And they've been together for well over a decade when this album came out, but it was only their third studio album. The album originally was a collaboration just between Stills and Nash, and as that was a time when David Crosby was really going downhill fast with his drug problems. And while David did, I think he had one song on there, Crosby and Nash brought in Timothy B. Schmidt from the Eagles and Art Garfunkel to do some of the vocals that Crosby would have done. Before Crosby, Stills, and Nash, we heard San Antonio native Christopher Cross and Sailing. That was from his first album named Christopher Cross, released in 1979, and Sailing won 3 Grammys in 1981. A great composition, but also some pretty terrific musicians on that cut, including Larry Carlton and Texan Eric Johnson on guitar, Texan Don Henley, as well as Michael McDonald from the Doobie Brothers helping out on vocals, and a whole bunch of other people playing on that. It's quite a production. I'm Jeff Fletcher, your host here, Boogie Back to Texas on The Voice of Vashon. We're listening to songs about boats, and thanks for listening. Sometimes, while in a small boat, such as a canoe or some sailboats, you need to be really careful about where you're sitting and how and when you move around. And next up are a couple songs about rocking the boat. We're going to lead off with Don Henley and his kind of reggae version of Sit Down, You're Rocking the Boat.
Some chance I found a bottle in my fist. tiny boat to heaven. Great big wave came and washed me overboard. And as I sank, oh, I hollered, someone saved me. That's the moment I woke up. Down, you're rocking the boat. 'Cause the devil will drag you under by the sharp bells of your chicken. Come sit down, sit down, sit down. You're rocking the boat. Sit down,
sit down,
sit down,
sit down,
sit down.
That was Jerry Lee Lewis with Rockin' the Boat of Love. It's appeared on a number of his albums, including Jerry Lee Lewis at Sun Records, The Collected Works, What the Hell Else Do You Need?, which is probably one of my favorite all-time album names, anyway. He was born in Louisiana. He played music in his teens with his cousins, Mickey Gilley, who later became a country music star in his own right, and founder and owner of Gilley's Roadhouse outside of Houston, which was made famous in a movie you may have heard of. And also, Jimmy Swaggart was his cousin. He was an evangelical preacher. Jerry Lee is a Texas musician because his mother sent him to Bible school in Waxahachie, Texas, for a spell before he got kicked out and for playing a boogie-woogie version of a hymn. Before Jerry Lee, we heard Don Henley, the Pride of Gilmer, Texas, with his version, Sit Down, You're Rockin' the Boat, from his Leap of Faith album, released in 1992. We're going to go out to door with a really interesting combination of musicians. We got Stevie Ray Vaughan with saxophonist David Sanborn, vocalist Maria McKee, pianist Van Dyke Parks, and others in a live recording in L.A. of the Little Feet song, Sailin' Shoes. See you next week. Thanks for listening.